Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. And there's my sidekick, Tyler. What's up today, buddy?
Not too much, man. Today was our first official, I guess I would say, real snow here in Minot area. So I guess that was fun. It's all melted now, but it was definitely a nice heavy little pour down, I guess you could say. About it.
Right. Well, you know what? I got to tell you, in Florida, we didn't get our first snow yet.
Yeah, I don't think you will probably this winter. But who knows? Hey, it's happened before. Okay, mm-hmm. can't say it's not impossible. It's happened, but I don't see it very likely.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Ruth Ann's not going to be here tonight, and I think Johnny's not going to be here tonight. I think Cody's in the sound room, but you know, we can go ahead and get the show started. You know, we're just talking. I'll be honest with you. My brain's kind of fogged here tonight. I was looking at a couple things, and I seen your text about reviews and everything. So, hey, you know what? We're on the air, and I'll be honest with you. I haven't even read the reviews. You were talking about reviews. How are the reviews for TalkCDL?
You know, and I think this is – I was going to bring this up yesterday, but we kind of had a little bit. I think maybe now, since it's just you and I, you know, we got Cody in there, but maybe we'll kind of address those now. I mean, we can do that. You know, we're very open and, you know, I stressed about, you know, giving reviews and we've had some people give it to us and I like that. I appreciate it. I'm just going to pull it up real quick. If you want to go ahead and play our sponsor and then I'll pull this up and we'll talk about right afterwards. We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Great.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let me go ahead and I'll do that. We'll get Cody on here in a second.
All right.
Actually, for some reason, when you rush, everything's set wrong. Okay, here we go. Let me go play this.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer, you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner operator driven.
All right, Tyler, we're back here, buddy.
All right, man.
Go ahead, let's hear it. Are we,
all
we
right,
got
so,
good and bad, or is it all bad?
You know, let's just read them. Okay, I'm only going to read a couple. All right, you know, to start off with, you know, these reviews, these are from the truckers who actually took the time to go out there and actually leave us an honest review, right? And you know, truckers are honest people, right? So you'd think we'd get more of them, but so that's why I take these reviews so seriously personally, because if a trucker, out of all people, you know, truckers ordinarily don't like technology, you know, they're all about that just raw power of their truck. So for a trucker to go out their way and actually figure out how to use iTunes and leave a review, that means something to me. So let's read this first one here. And then we'll kind of address it specifically to these guys. Hopefully they're still listening and, we'll fix these issues. So first one is, thought it was a decent podcast until I wasted 42 minutes on your podcast. Where are sources from? Truck stop conversations from Dumb and Dumber? Hope it gets better or I won't waste my time listening. So that's a couple of good gut punches. You know, that's a 2-star review is what he put it as. A couple of those things I can understand a little bit, you know, as far as the sources and stuff. Sometimes we have some sources and we say some facts and sometimes forget to mention where we got them from. And that is something we truly do need to work on. But, you know, it's usually all straight up sources. Yeah, there might be some BS in there, but that's part of the show, man. You know, I don't think that's a bad thing, so I think maybe he's just a little bit, you know. As far as noting the sources, yeah, maybe we should work on that a little bit. We need to make sure we're quoting that kind of stuff. And for the facts that we're trying to present, you know, these legitimate facts, maybe we should have something to back those up. And that's true. You know, I think the same thing when I'm reading something online. I can't blame them for that. What are your thoughts on that one, Troy?
If that's how he feels, I mean, honestly, I've you know, there's an old saying. It's just like the man that licked the cow's ass. He said after he was done that everybody has their own taste. Okay,
so let me I like it.
And let me say this. I mean this sincerely. Our show, and we run into people all the time, and I see, I'm looking at some of these reviews, and they're 5-star, good reviews, and you know, love the show, look forward to it every day. All truckers need to listen in. Very entertaining and great listen, like new shows every day, good information for the trucker. You know, so, and look, let's be, here's the one thing, and I was talking to Ruth Ann about this last night. You know, I listen to every now and then, I'll listen to a show here and there. And just being honest with you, some shows are going to be better than the next. I mean, there's some shows that are really, really good. And then there's some shows that are kind of boring. You know, it's just like when I used to watch TV when I was a kid. You get a sitcom, one show's better than the next. So, you know, keep listening. Maybe you'll like us. Maybe you won't. I don't know. I can't force you to like us. You know, and here's the good thing about this show. Unlike other shows, and I know some other podcast shows, Tyler, that do trucking shows, and they literally rehearse and they dub and they edit and they make it perfect. So you really don't get the actual what's going on. You and I don't hold nothing back. But go ahead. I mean, they have a right to say what they want. I'm cool with it.
Oh, yeah. But I would say there's certain bits that you can say, oh, that's a load of BS. You know, you're entitled to your opinion. But then you can say, okay, there's another bits that, you know, you can take from some bad reviews and say, okay, well, we can work on that. Out of that one specifically, the sources. Yeah, I get that. You know, you want to see sources from some facts. You know, if we say something like, yeah, there's, you know, 50,000 trucks that are this, this, that, and the other, or this company, this, or, you know, certain things. Yeah, okay, facts. We should probably have those. Okay, so this next one is something that we truly, since the beginning, is something that we work on. And right off the bat, I'll just say, we, unless we change how our whole operation in a sense, we can't fix this very much than to really request from our panel, you know, the people that join in on the show to have their due diligence. Cause this is all live. Like Troy just mentioned, it's all live. You know, we can't help if we have someone on the air and they're really loud. You know, all we can do is ask them, hey, we need you to do this, or we just have to cut them off and just not even allow them on the show, because we can't have someone on the panel being a part of the show but ruining the show. You know, as bad as that sounds, you know, we need to respect our listeners as well as the people who are coming on to the show to talk. So this gentleman said, I've downloaded and listened to many episodes, and the content is good, but the audio quality is so poor that I usually have to turn my radio up to have a very high volume just to hear it, and then there are spikes of various noises. I also can barely hear any of the callers that contribute to the show. I wish the audio quality was better, and I would definitely listen to it on a daily basis. You know, the reason those spikes happen is because, like I said, these are live, right? So, you know, if someone gets on the air and we accept their call and there's a bunch of background noise and it's really loud, all these different microphones, when we don't have control out of from our own studios and we put it out there, our hosting service does all that. We don't edit these episodes. They're straight up live.
You know, Tyler,
so there is a lack in quality for that.
And Tyler, but, I would say to the guy or gal that gave us that review, you and I have been saying that since a year ago when this show started. We've been talking about, okay, like one guy might call in, like you said, and he's driving down the road. He's got it sounds like his window's open. You can barely hear him. And one guy, maybe he's on a Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth sucks. And one of the things about truckers that call in, you know, it's illegal for them to drive down the road, you know, and pick up their phone and to get a better quality. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. And there's been times where we just – and look, Ron, for example, you know, he's had some bad phone issues, and I'll agree. I mean, and that really does. I love Ron, and I love, you know, everybody comes on the show. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about the quality has to get better, and so I'm in agreement with the caller. So the first guy we're going to send a hit out on, we're going to have him killed, and the second guy, we're good with it. We agree with him. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would agree. I'd say that.
No, we're not going to kill.
No, we're not going to do that. As far as the audio quality, we have been saying that for a long time, and you know, we can do what we can without, you know, what I really would like to stress is that these are the two people that actually took the due diligence to do the respect to actually give us, you know, what they thought, right?
Yeah.
If you have an issue with the sound quality, all right, which, you know, that's perfectly fine. We want to hear that you have that issue, because we can't decide what is the best route to move the show forward without knowing what the majority of the listeners are. Sadly, there could be a bunch of listeners that say, oh, well, this audio quality is so bad, I don't really want to listen to it because it's hard to listen to with my loud truck trying to turn it all the way up. I can't really hear anything. You know, they might just leave and never come back and not leave a review. If you're that person and you're listening right now, leave the review so that we know.
Tyler,
we need to know these things.
And Tyler, let's go back to the first guy for a second. Now, okay, I don't know if he's a driver or what, but one of the things that, you know, we have, I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't know how many shows he's listened to, but Tyler, you know, we really have gone out of our way to actually credit where we get our sources from. So I would have to say, you know, maybe he hit a couple shows, ironically, where we forgot to credit somebody and mention where the source, but you got to admit, we were pretty strong on that. And I will make sure, and I appreciate, like you said, you know, somebody bringing that to our attention, you know, hey, where are you getting your resources so we can check? You know, I guess a lot of fact checkers out there these days. So, but wouldn't you agree we did go out of our way quite a bit to make sure these drivers knew where we were getting our information from?
Yeah, it was really important to us, and it still is, because we don't want to get sued, right? We don't want people to be like, oh, this guy's just trying to steal our content or whatever. We're trying to take the content that do the research for you and present these facts and these news and the news and everything else out to you guys. So sometimes we might forget to mention it for some reason during the show. You know, and that's our bad. You know, we'll work on trying to remember that. And, you know, if we forget to mention it on the show, 99.99% of the time, if you go to talkcdl.com and click on the episode, the link to whatever we talked about is going to be in the show notes. And that's kind of the main reason we have it set up like that, so that if you really want to know the things that we talk about or where we're getting it from, just go to the talkcdl.com, click on the episode, and you can see all the links from all our episodes. You know, on where we're getting this stuff from and everything. So that's kind of the power of Facebook. And we mentioned on Facebook,
Tyler,
ordinarily.
And Tyler, I agree with you. I do appreciate, I mean, we got a lot of good reviews there too, I was reading, but you know, people say, man, this is awesome. The one, how about that lady? She sent us that thing last week saying, you make me laugh while I'm driving. I download the show and it's like entertaining. It helps me pass the time. We love stuff like that. But you know what? In all honesty, I got to be honest with you. You know, some people don't want to hear what they're doing wrong. And we appreciate that these two reviews that were negative. Number one, the resource. I agree, Tyler. We just got to make sure we get that out. And number two, though, the sound quality, that is one that you and I have been bothered by ourselves. So, you know, that's just kind of, it almost kind of validates the way you and I've been feeling that we've really got to get the quality up. So I think from here on out, you know, if we got bad phone problems or whatever, we're just going to tell somebody, listen, man, we appreciate you calling in, but you know, we can't keep you on here with like low quality phones and noises in the back and all that good stuff. What do you think?
Definitely. Yeah. And it's just, it's one of those things, you know, we don't know how many people thought the same thing as these two and just kind of left us alone and never came back, and we don't want that.
Yeah.
So give us our reviews, and you know, we'd
Tyler,
rather.
I agree with everything you're saying, but I just want to make sure everybody knows that tonight. Okay, we're talking about, you know, drug runners, and we're gonna be talking about that here in just a second. Guys that you know are out there actually taking a chance and running drugs in the country, and we want to keep it light like we always do. But go ahead, finish what you were saying.
No, that was pretty much it. You know, I just, if you have a bad review, give us the review. If you don't want to do it on iTunes, send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/talkcdl. You know, and a lot of people give us really positive stuff on Facebook, but that's all they do it on. It's on Facebook. You know, they listen to the show and then they just kind of put something in the comments on Facebook, but they don't actually put it in these other places. But the problem with that is anyone who's coming to the show that's new, a lot of times they'll read reviews before they listen to the show. So it's just big right now, right? So we don't want only negative stuff in there. So if you have a positive review, go ahead and head over to the website, and on the bottom of the page, you'll see a leave us a review thing. We appreciate the review. Cody, you know, if you could do that, that'd be awesome. Yeah, you know, you're an avid listener and you're part of the show all the time. And then as far as that's concerned, I think that's pretty much it. You know, didn't really intend to talk about that,
I want to tell you something, Tyler. That's what I like about our show versus a lot of shows out there. A lot of people have content ready to talk about. I think a lot of it's boring, to be honest with you. I'm just in trucking. There's like one or two podcasters out there that I really think are doing a good service to the industry. Alan Smith and the Trucking Podcast. Those two guys are, I think, doing good in the trucking industry. And there's a lot. And if you look, there's a lot. Tyler, there's a lot that started up and never made it past 20 episodes. You know what I mean? They were out there. They just didn't. It just didn't work right. And I think this works right with the way we do it. Personally, I say praise God for it all. And then we have guests like Cody that come on all the time and make the show even more interesting. Cody, what's up, man? Can you hear us? Oh, let's hear your phone tonight. How's it sound?
That's what I was gonna ask. How do I sound? I've been having a little bit of problems myself. My headset.
Yeah, right now it don't sound bad. I would say that as long as you're talking into the phone real clear, every now and then, like I did notice your phone could kind of sound a little faded back. And I guess we just got to make sure that we got some good heavy volume in there for everybody that they can hear. And Tyler, you keep a listen. And if we cut you off and say, hey, man, try to call back in or whatever the case is, we got to get it working right. Other than that, man, let's get on with this show, guys. We drummed up an article tonight, and by the way, the article comes from CDL Life. Guys are great over there. We get a lot of our content over there. CDL Life, and they put up an article. It was about a guy that got caught with 500 pounds of weed in his truck. I mean, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and Tyler even texted me earlier, and he said, hey, a lot of this stuff, you know, we talk about in more of an educational form. But if you notice season 3, it's been more just shooting from the hip. We're just kind of, excuse me. We're just kind of reading a little bit and then we're commenting on it. We're keeping it light. So being with that said, you know, I just wanted to kind of pull this article up. And of course, once again, I'm not prepared. So here's a driver and I'm going to read it here for everybody. It's kind of, I thought was kind of funny. And I don't know, Tyler, did you read the article?
Yeah, I kind of skimmed over it.
And Tyler, guess where he's from? Tampa. You know, he's
of course
he has to be like in my backyard. And just imagine that 500 pounds of weed probably went by me, and I didn't even know it. It says a Tampa trucker is behind bars after Mississippi police found over 500 pounds of marijuana in his trailer on Sunday. Richland, and that doesn't surprise me. We know this stuff goes on. But here's the part that kills me. He says, Richland police say that they pulled over 45-year-old Junior Guevara Carmente for careless driving on Highway 49. Okay. And then really bottom line is he allowed them to look in the trailer, and then they see all these garbage bags full of weed. Okay. Now, Tyler, my question would be, read what I wrote up. Would you almost have to think this guy was maybe smoking some of the cargo?
You know, I would think that maybe he wasn't even on the cargo. I think he would have been a little bit smarter if he was on the weed. I'm thinking maybe he had something a little bit harder in his system.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, guys, I'm gonna just play devil's advocate here for a second. I'm Troy. I'm a drug runner, and I got to tell you, I'm going down the highway. The last thing I'm going to do is be driving careless. I'm not going to be speeding. I'm not going to be driving erratic. I'm not going to be on my phone. I'm not going to be smoking weed in the cab to where, you know, if my windows crack, somebody could smell it and report me. I'm doing absolutely nothing. And the last thing I'm doing is driving careless. Come on. Hey, Cody, can I ask you a question? Have you ever run drugs for like the local cartel or the local drug runner? Have you ever done a little part-time drug running at all?
Nope. I would definitely be in a better financial situation than what I'm in.
And I have to agree with you. You know, you kind of can make a little bit more money. And, I've never really applied for that job either. But I got to tell you, if I did, I would 100% be driving at my best behavior, guys. Listen to this, Tyler. I wrote this up. It says, are you a drug runner for the local cartel? Are you aspiring to become a drug runner? Do you have a Class A CDL and want to get into drug running? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you are one dumb buck. What do you think?
Like it.
You like that? I mean, think about it.
They should have it up on like a bulletin board or something.
I mean, God, that doesn't make sense. You know, it's almost like the one guy that was smuggling illegal Mexicans across the border and he panicked and left them in the truck and they all died, if you remember that a few years ago. These guys are just brainless, man. I swear to you, you know, you got to be one dumb schmuck to literally take that job of drug running. I mean, and hey, can you imagine what was the famous drug cartel there, Escobar? Remember that guy, the big drug runners? Can you imagine being Mr. Escobar, right? You're the local Colombian drug runner. And you get caught with weed. Now, I understand you're in trouble with the police, but what do you think the dealers and the actual cartel people, because look, let's be honest, 500 pounds is not your average trunk full of weed. You know what I mean, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good little bit. I mean, it's weed. It's grass, essentially. You know, it's dried out grass, not even wet grass. I mean, it's not very heavy in itself. So you have to have a good little bit of that to equal 500 pounds. I mean, that's I don't know how much that value would be, but I mean,
$4.7 million.
Oh,
exactly. Okay, now Tyler, let's play this for a second. I'm your drug runner. All right. Okay. And maybe I dipped in to the back and I smoked a little weed and here I am. I'm coming through a town, right? Doing my thing. Having a good time. Blowing my horn and driving like an asshole. Okay? Now, Tyler, I get caught. I get frisked and your drugs are getting impounded. And I got to call you up and go, hey, Tyler, sir, Mr. Tyler, I was on my way in through Mississippi and I don't know what happened, sir, but the police got me pulled over and they somehow found your drugs, sir. I'm sorry. I'll work for free for you, sir. I mean, Tyler, seriously, am I getting cement shoes? Am I getting a bullet in the head? I mean, how are you going to kill me? Because you know damn well I'm a dead man.
Well, you know, I mean, I would personally, you know, just thinking just logically here, if I got pulled over with 500 pounds of marijuana in the back of my truck and I'm getting it taken away from me, and I know that anybody over the border, you know, cartel or
I'm
whatever
punching,
it be.
I'm running the cops, baby. Go ahead.
I'm going to let – you know – I don't know. You know, it depends on where it's at because those guys can reach prison pretty easily. You know, they got guys everywhere. You know, if they want you dead in prison, you're dead in prison. But I think I would almost – what I would probably do is I would probably let myself get arrested and attack maybe like, I don't know, one of the guards or something. So I get put into like secured cell so that like nobody can touch me because I'm going to die. Like nobody loses $4.7 million from one person and doesn't take care of that person. And there just is no way. That's just insane. Like,
no, I'm with 4. You.
7 million.
No, I'm with you. You're So, you know, and if I was, if this was the opposite and I was the drug cartel guy and somebody lost my drugs, I mean, I'm just being honest. $4.7 million, I'm not going to say, hey, don't worry about it. We just had some bad luck. When you get out of jail, come on back. I still got a job for you. I mean, honestly, truly, it doesn't work that way. You're a dead man. You lost my drugs. You're dead. I'm going to kill you. And like Tyler said, I'm going to have Bubba in prison kill you because I own him too. Somewhere along the line, you're a dead man. You know, that's just really what it comes to. So my message to all you guys out there that are aspiring to be a drug runner, honestly, in the long run, the guy that you're working for is probably going to kill you. You know, it's because all you need to do is make one stupid mistake or have him even think that you're out there bragging about what you do. Just anything that brings attention to you, even if you don't get caught, you're probably dead. So my advice is just drive for Swift instead of, you know, the Escobar or one of these Colombian drug lords. You're better off driving for, you know, U.S. Express or FFE or one of those big companies versus the drug. What do you think, Cody? Am I spot on here or am I off a little bit?
I'm saying you're spot on. I don't see what the even the appeal of trying to be a drug runner is, because like you said, screw up. That's your life. And to me, nothing's worth my life. No amount of money.
I hear you. Guys, you know, that's all I really have to say on this tonight. I'm in shock. I wanted to mention it. I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, honestly, it's really no laughing matter that we got this. You know, if this guy gets caught, I mean, how much stuff is really going down the road in tractor trailers and trains and boats and everything in this country? You know, it's a lot. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, to me, I can find the humor in a lot of things. And that's definitely one thing I can find the humor in, because even though he's probably a dead man soon, it is kind of funny. I mean, you got to be one stupid son of a gun to even. I honestly, truly, if somebody approached, if I was a trucker, which I am, but I was back on the road, and I'm just, let's just say I was down at the Mexican border or something, and somebody approached me and said, "Hey, señor, come here a second," right? And you know, Tyler, as soon as the mention of me putting anything inside my trailer that already isn't in there, I don't even if they said, "Hey, we just want to put some sombreros in your truck, man." You know, Tyler, I would literally, no, you're putting nothing in my truck, man. Nothing in my trailer. I'm not going to let you do it. There's no freaking way, let alone coke or weed or immigrants to be smuggled over the border. Even if it was sombreros, I'm not getting fired, because you know damn well, once you get fired for anything like that, you're never even going to get a job again. But honestly and truly, if somebody approaches you and says, you know, "I got a great proposition, man." You know, guys, seriously, it's not a great proposition. It's never a great proposition. Say it with me. It's never a great proposition. You know, Tyler, talk to me, man.
I can't help but remember when I was talking to this one driver, right? And we were talking about, you know, jobs and stuff, and he had mentioned how, you know, he had a felony. And I'm like, "Oh, what's it for?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, smuggling." I'm like, "Oh, what do you mean?" He's like, "You know, just smuggling." I'm like, "Well, you mean like drugs?" He's like, "No." I'm like, "Well, then humans?" Because I was like, that's the only other option. Like, what else are you smuggling? I don't know. You know, it's not like you're smuggling like Chinese figurines, you know, or paint, you know, paintings. Like obviously I'm going to think humans next. And like, "Yeah, humans." I'm like, "What do you mean? Tell me the story. Like, what's going on here? 26 human beings over the border, you get pulled over. That's a weird day, you know?" So, I mean, just smuggling in general, man. If someone in the border, over the border, you're coming over that border. And that brings up a good point, though, too. If you're going and you're one of the drivers going from the border and back, whether it's Canada or whatever the case is, just don't leave your truck unattended and never check back inside of it. You never know if someone's like, "Yeah, we're going to go ahead and smuggle, try and, you know, go ahead and smuggle it through their truck without them knowing. If they get hit at the border, okay, it's their fault. Who cares? But if they make it through, then we got guys on the other side that's going to take them out and then take the truck." Because I'm sure that happens. I don't know. But I'm just kind of, if I was thinking how to do something, that's maybe what I would do. I just sneak it on there while the trucker's not looking. Hopefully it gets through the border. If it does,
we'll just take care of him over the border and then take the truck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good way to get killed. And, you know, Tyler, it's almost like what we tell our kids. If you're ever at a party, don't let anybody get the drink for you. And never let your drink alone because somebody could slip something into it. And just like at airports, they say, hey, don't leave your baggage alone because you never know what somebody tries to slip into your bag, like a bomb or something stupid. And I agree with you. Don't leave your truck alone, truckers, because especially if it's a non-sealed load. And to be honest with you, it's not that hard to rip a seal off and put another seal on. Seals are easy to get. Tyler, I wonder, I got a question. Now, you know, everybody's been caught with drugs and illegal Mexicans coming over and all that good stuff. This has, you know, been proven. But I wonder if anybody's ever got caught smuggling illegal Canadians into the country.
You know, I was watching that border. If you watch the Border Patrol's TV show, I think it's on Hulu, you wouldn't believe how many truckers and stuff they show on there getting checked and pulled over and everything else. One of the seasons or episodes was about the Canadian border, and you wouldn't believe, man, it's almost not nearly as bad as obviously the Mexican border, but man, a lot of stuff happens on the Canadian border because it's a bridge country. It's not hard to get into Mexico, but it's not easy either, right? Smuggling through. But Canada, like, I think people think that, oh, it's just Canada. Like, they're all, yay, yeah, they're all, you know, nice, eh? You know, and everything. So they try and go through Canada, and they don't realize that Canada's actually, they're kind of, you know, on lockdown over there or up there. And, yeah, they get busted all the time. I don't know about human beings, but
cigarettes is a big thing up there, and it's like $500.
Medicines is huge. Like not like regular drugs, but definitely medicines, because you can get a lot of medicine up there. So people try and smuggle like the hard narcotics through the border there. I don't know. There's lots of stuff, man. If you're a trucker, man, I mean, it's tempting, but at the same time, it's not even. I don't even think about it. I'm not. No.
Yeah, they have
not
like.
Doing it.
Like their medicine stores up there are like our Dollar Trees. You know, I mean, you could just go up there and go in the dollar store and get medicine. That's how cheap it is up there. Down here, it's $5 billion. But like a pack of cigarettes up there, they'll kill you for that. I you know, 10, 20 years ago, a pack of cigarettes was like $10 in Canada. So I don't know what it is today. I mean, it's just crazy. I'll tell you, I'm glad I don't smoke. I mean, that's just got to be a crazy, nutty habit. But anyways, we're getting off subject here. Listen. This is Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Good reviews, bad reviews, good audio, bad audio. We got it all here, Tyler. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I would say, once again on that stuff, give us the reviews, man. We don't know if you don't tell us, but, you know, we already know some of this stuff, and we're working to fix it. It just takes some time. You know, for all you truckers out there that might be smuggling some drugs or whatever, if you come through North Dakota – right, and you feel like just giving away some of your money, because you're not going to need it in a few years. You're going to get caught at some point. You might as well just give it to me.
I have to agree. Give it to Tyler.
Yeah,
honestly,
he's got
like all kind of projects going on. He needs the money, honestly, because this show don't pay worth a damn. But hey, going back to the reviews, I got to tell you guys, you know, Tyler's right. We appreciate the reviews that really kind of tell us if you know what you do like about the show, and tell us. Like these two reviews he pulled up and read, you know, they really do help because, you know, when we start hearing people saying audio, guess what? If we're not listening and saying, okay, screw that guy, you know what? And be honest with you, we'll never have a good audio content. So we got to do that. And now we want to make sure our resources are always mentioned. So, you know, we appreciate the good. And even though that was a 2-star rating, it's still a good rating because it was, like you said, Tyler, it was honest, and that's what we need. We do really need that. So, and but I thank everybody for that. I mean that. So anyways, let's wrap it up, Tyler. I got some things to do tonight. We want to come on here as much as we can. And, you know, we may start lowering the guest amounts too. You know what I mean? On the show, Tyler. I know you had talked about, you know, doing it a different way, and we may look into that even more. So, just keep this thing coming. Cody, you got anything to say to the listeners out there today? Where are you at today? You driving? Are you on the road?
I'm driving 6 miles out of Effingham right now.
All right. Now, see, now I can't hear you too good right now.
How's this? Better?
Yeah, that's better. Where are you at? You driving? You on 70?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm 6 miles out of Effingham as I speak.
Okay, perfect. You got anything to say to these guys? You getting any ice or snow there on 70 yet?
No. Only thing I've seen is a little bit of rain, but I ain't seen nothing today.
What's the temperature? I would say winter approaching
67 right now.
Oh, shoot. What's it where you're at, Tyler?
Oh, man. Probably, let's see real quick here. It is, we got snow this morning, so I'm sure it's under 30. I don't know. My stuff's not updated. My phone's saying 36, but it's not updated for, that was at like earlier today. So I'm sure it's probably under 30 right now. You know, beautiful weather, you know, t-shirt weather, at least for now. It's going to feel like t-shirt weather here soon.
Yeah, 73 here in outside of Tampa, so it's not too bad here either. We'll put a sweatshirt on. But anyways, listen, guys, let's wrap this up. Cody, you got any advice at all you want to give out for people that are running drugs?
Well, I know, like we said yesterday, invest in a good CB radio, but also invest in a good antenna, too, just so you can be able to hear any accidents, weather conditions. Also, get one that's got a good weather alert. I have the Uniden. And mine has the weather alert. I got custom antennas. I mean, get it the best because in a pinch, say you're in the middle of nowhere, snowstorm, that's going to be your lifesaver, not yourself. That's all I got to say.
I hear you. And before Tyler gives his final thoughts, I will say this. I am seriously still thinking about running for president in 2020. And I would be an independent, and it would be all for the truckers. And I'm still really considering making the White House a truck stop. Anyways, Tyler, you got anything to say as far as, you know, to the viewers out there? Any final thoughts?
Well, the first thing that came to mind just now is I'm going to run too.
You know, VP?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to run
against
me, or are you going to run with
me? I'm going to run, and you know how we're going to get Talk CDL really famous? We're going to have the show host go head-to-head for presidency. That's how it's going to happen.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. You're going to run against me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to happen. I'm going to register myself.
What about the debates when we have national debates?
Oh, I got so much dirt. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
oh,
you're
my
dead. Honestly, I'm going to kill you in the debate. Honestly.
Man, I had to reframe. I had to refrain from like coming back with something right there.
Uh-huh.
But
Tyler, I got an idea.
You know, I don't want to. Go ahead.
We'll have like a bobtail W900 and a big old 379 Pete up on stage, and we'll be debating from there.
from like on the hoods or something.
Yeah, just something, man. We'll be standing up there with the mics going. You know how like it looked like. Trump was stalking Hillary last night like a cat stalking a wounded animal. You know, be honest with you, I'd hate to eat that. But anyways, I'll be stalking you. You know what I mean? I'll be up on the mic and it'll look like I want to kill you and all that. It'd be like, oh man, this is gonna be good. But that's like 4 years from now.
Wait,
the nomination's already been out, so you can't get in.
I'm gonna end up. What I'm gonna do though is I'm not gonna have like old Pete. I'm gonna be the guy who's like. With an autonomous truck up there, you know, so that way it's a real good rivalry. You know, I got like
you lose the trucker votes.
Yeah,
you're already done. You're gonna
no,
be
but I'm catering to all the millennials, right? You know, because they can all be technology driven and stuff. I think this is good. You know, I'll be the technology driven guy. You be that guy stuck, you know, trying with the ideas from the 40s.
I'll be the guy.
This is great.
You be the new guy, and I'll be the old trucker, like with a paper log in my one hand. I'm still a trucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll have a big 13 speed up there on the hood and stuff like that. And you'll be like the little, the new techno trucker. You know, no steering wheel in the truck, all e logs. You know what I mean? You and your little. And in fact, you'll be a trucker with a suit and tie on.
Yeah, and I'd be instead of me like talking to you and wasting my breath on you, I would just like be using a computer and having my truck speak to you instead, and I'd be like, "Truck, please tell him that I am not listening to him right now." Or I don't know, you know, just responding back to my truck. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
And I'll be just like one of these old-time truckers. I'll put it in gear and smash into your autonomous truck. And I'll even talk to mine just to and I'll wink at it. I'll go, "Hey, truck, smash the little pansy truck." And I'll hit you real hard. Anyways, I think it'll be a good debate, Tyler. I think somehow, some way, we got to do this. Anyways, hey, you got some final thoughts for the viewers?
You know, drive safe out there. We had snow today. In fact, it was our first snow, and someone that I know had their vehicle ran into in a parking lot. I mean, come on. Like,
does her
it was
name,
melting.
Does her name start with a C?
No, that I wouldn't be here right now if that was the case. I'd probably most likely be in the jail cell because of not being able to deal with idiotic people with brain. Just come on, it's your first snow, like of the year. We don't have. It's too early for this. It's not even bad out. It's wet. It's not even. It's not even sticking to the ground. Be safe out there, truckers. And yeah, that's all I got.
Hey, my final thought, same as always. If we're alive, I say, Lord willing, we're going to get up and we're going to do the show again and we're going to get good reviews and we're going to get bad reviews. But you know what? We're just going to come on here and we're just going to talk CDL. And you know, honestly, truly, for all you truck drivers, honestly, that we do entertain and you do listen to us while you're driving and you download the stuff off iTunes like Tyler always tells you to do, we truly appreciate you. And for you, and honestly, I would say that the drivers – that have given us the reviews that aren't as good, you must care about us too because you took the time out to say, hey, here's what I think you're doing wrong. And so truly, I mean this, thank you also. Keep us posted, everybody, and we'll try to make this show all about you guys because that's what it's all about. This is a Talk CDL show. Until tomorrow, till we meet again, good night and God bless.